AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The head of the team investigating the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt says it's too early to say if a bomb brought the plane down in the Sinai Desert. He says a noise heard at the end of the cockpit voice recording could have been a fuel tank or lithium batteries exploding, and that all scenarios are being considered. Meanwhile, Hungary's foreign minister, who was in Cairo, says he doesn't want to issue travel restrictions to Egypt because it can cause huge economic losses.
It is an economic and strategic interest of both European Union and Hungary that Egypt remains stable politically and economically as well.
The Navy has fired an unarmed missile from a submarine off the coast of Southern California. A spokesman told the San Diego Union-Tribune the Navy Strategic Systems Programs conducted the missile test in the Pacific Test Range northwest of Los Angeles. Church officials say members in same-sex marriages can be kicked out of the Mormon Church and their children won't be able to be baptized unless they disavow same-sex relationships.
The changes in the church handbook have been sent out to local church leaders around the world. A spokesman says the revisions reiterate an opposition to gay marriage. These changes, however, have triggered anger for some members. A growing faction of LGBT-supportive Mormons have been buoyed in recent years by church leaders' calls for more compassion and understanding. And many say they're especially upset that the children of gay couples are being singled out. I'm Shirley Smith.
Data reported in China show the country's October imports fell by 16% from a year ago, while exports also shrank. Trade weakness has fueled doubts Beijing can hit this year's economic growth target of about 7%. This is AP Radio News. The license plates that were on the limo carrying President John F. Kennedy when he was assassinated in Dallas have been sold.
The price, $100,000. That's according to Heritage Auctions, who added the initial bid was $40,000. Heritage explains after the 1963 assassination, the limo was sent for upgrades to a Cincinnati company that retrofitted presidential limousines. When a new set of plates arrived, the old plates were thrown out, but the company's owner retrieved them from the trash. That owner kept the plates between books on his bookshelf. His daughter eventually offered them for auction. I'm Shelley Adler.
A 78-foot-long dead blue whale weighing over 100 tons washed ashore this week north of Gold Beach, Oregon. The Register Guard says researchers are working to harvest the skeleton of the marine mammal, which is rarely seen in the state. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.